Hello, it's the award-winning Transfer Gutter Show. I've got three guests with me today. I've got Paul Gorse, Belinda Barty, and Neil Atkinson. We're going to cover a broad spectrum of Liverpool transfer ephemera this week, and we're going to discuss a number of things, including claims by the BBC's Mark Ogden that Liverpool have a £50 million transfer budget this summer. I love specific stuff like this, so we will drill down into the veracity of Mark's claim and the implications of Mark's claim. We're going to talk about Nat Phillips's future. I'm interested in some stories that have been appearing around Liverpool being allegedly in talks for Youri Tielemans from Leicester, and even the crazy proposition of a Harry Wilson-Rafinha swap. Leeds Rafinha, our Harry Wilson, who's been on loan at Cardiff this season. And if we've got time, we'll have some more Basuma chat, because I love Basuma chat. He's this summer's Nabil Fekir for me and Thiago. So it's Basuma Watch, I think we'll dub this one. But the place we shall start will be, and I'm going to start with you, Paul Gorse. I don't know if you've come across this story, but on The Athletic, it's just on the Beavs, I think. Mark Ogden was saying that he understands Liverpool have a budget of around £50 million to spend this summer, plus money they raise from player sales. The timing of it is such that he wasn't clear about this, that I presume this is a post-signing of Konate budget. Is this a figure that's doing the rounds? Have you heard this? What do you think of it?
No, to be honest, it's the first I heard of it was obviously when we were running through the kind of rundown of the show. I haven't even seen the piece and I haven't seen it online or anything like that. So I'm not too sure. I know Mark Ogden is ESPN's one of the chief writers for ESPN and mainly covers Manchester United. But if he's reporting that Liverpool have a kind of set budget of £50 million and then whatever they can get from player sales, I mean, you would hope, wouldn't you? You know, from a Liverpool perspective, that is kind of not inclusive of Konate's fee, because that leaves them with £15 million left to play with for the summer, which doesn't get you very far, does it, in the modern age? So, I'd be surprised if that was the kind of definitive case. I mean, I don't know how often teams or clubs or owners put a kind of definitive value on transfer budgets these days. It's not particularly a football manager situation where you've got X amount to spend and once that's gone, the well has run dry. But I mean, I wouldn't, on the flip side of that, I'm not expecting Liverpool to be spending a similar amount to 2018, shall we say, where they brought in Naby Keita for £52 million and Fabinho for £40 million and Alisson Becker for £65 million. Liverpool have still got a bit of business to do, but at the moment, the noises that are coming out seems to be that they're going to concentrate on the existing playing staff and getting a few contracts nailed down, such as Fabinho and Alisson, Van Dijk, Trent and Robertson, and take it from there. But, Liverpool did the big business early, didn't he, with Konate a couple of weeks back, and I wouldn't rule out more going forward.